flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So let's get back to the tragic accident that happened last evening. As I was going through the social networks, and it was just appalling that some folks had decided to make this a very political thing, you know, to attempt to tag a new administration, to tag folks that are secretary, cabinet members who have been confirmed in some cases for less than 3, 4, 5 days, and trying to hold folks responsible for same of last night's accident without having any of the facts or anything else. The new Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, made himself available, was very transparent, was asked several questions. And, you know, the long and short of it is the record that we have in the United States is one of the safest in the world. Do we have issues? Yeah, we have issues like any other system. They need to be addressed. Have they been adequately addressed by either Republican or Democrat administrations in the past? The answer is no. But keep in mind that there has not been a fatal commercial aviation accident here in this country. I think it's almost 16, 17 years now. And we know that there are millions upon millions upon millions of flights and flight hours and passengers that go to the air each and every day. So I just find it shocking that we would have folks that would try and politicize the tragic event of last evening and just step right over and walk right past all of the empirical data that shows otherwise. Air travel has challenges. There's no doubt about it. In many cases, there are a lot of folks that believe it has not become more consumer-oriented. It's been less consumer-oriented. But the safety record speaks for itself. And there's hardly no one can ever complain that there's a plane crash anywhere in this country that goes unreported and not investigated. That just simply does not happen, whether it's private aviation, commercial aviation, or otherwise, right? What makes this situation maybe a little bit different than most is that this was a collision between a federal asset, military asset, in a commercial carrier. But that's about the extent of it, right? So again, like a lot of other events, and I've always been really consistent with this, take a breath and let the investigation commence, and it will reveal a number of different things in the end. And for the most part, I remain confident about that. Sometimes it happens right away, sometimes not so quick, but the fact of the matter is, I think that that is the best course of action to take as relates to this. And you have to ask oneself, how did we get to this point where we're going to take tragic events such as this and attempt to politicize it within hours of it happening? As families are sitting by, waiting to hear whether or not their loved ones have survived this tragic accident. I mean, it is mind-boggling to me. And hopefully people shut these individuals down and don't allow that to go on. It's really a shame. There's been a couple of articles that were posted about this, and as I was reading through them early this morning, you know, it's just you get more and more incensed. And I'm sure, you know, a number of the talk shows on TV today are going to talk about it. And then I hope and pray that they don't go down this path. I would agree. Will this be a telltale of how the administration or the secretaries to the respective departments handle this? Absolutely. It's a tragic event. We'll see exactly how much transparency there's going to be, how they conduct themselves relative to this, their ability to gather all of the information, synthesize same, report out to the appropriate authorities as well as the general public. But that requires kind of what I said before, right? Take a breath and let's wait and see. This is not a partisan issue, and both sides of the aisle have been guilty of this historically. We have to move beyond this. We really do, whether it's the president, the vice president, members of Congress, other cabinet members, former cabinet members, whatever it may be, we need to move beyond this and understand the roles that we play and why, and the obligations that they have to the public and the duty that they have to this country.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And meanwhile, keep in mind that there are grieving families out there that still don't have any answers. That their lives have been completely and totally disrupted, uprooted. The same thing in the aftermath of the horrific events of Bourbon Street on New Year's Day. The same holds true. There was a report released yesterday. I was confident that that would be done. It would be handled. It seems as though it's pretty straightforward. There's no one party responsible for some of the failures that day, which is pretty much anyone in the business predicted that early onset, could have predicted, I should say, early onset. And now we got to go about remediating what it is that we need to do. And we're going to see whether or not the leadership here, or and the same thing holds true in other cities. You know, just as an aside, I was sharing with someone just yesterday pictures of Las Vegas Boulevard. I happened to be in Vegas this past weekend. And as soon as I walked out on Las Vegas Boulevard, and I've seen it before, and I really kind of forgot about it, you know, at portions of Las Vegas Boulevard, I think the people count, if you pick a point where the big casino row is across the street, over 60-something thousand people walk by any particular, pick a point on the sidewalk every single day on average. So they recognize the challenge of having walkways directly adjacent to a six-lane roadway that's heavily trafficked, busiest, one of the busiest streets in America. And what you're going to find is that they're lined with what? Yeah, you can say it, bollards. They understood the risk. They understood and understand some of the potential threats, and they went about taking the remedial action to make sure that they can help ensure, not eliminate all risk, but minimize risk for the walking public on that sidewalk adjacent to the main travel portion of the Las Vegas Boulevard that is chock full of cars. And if you've ever been to Vegas on New Year's Eve, and I have, you will find one of the craziest places you have ever visited in your life for New Year's Eve. And in many respects, from my own humble opinion, a lot more challenging than what is faced by New York City on New Year's Eve. That place can be absolutely crazy. But at the same time, they recognize the risk. The streets are shut down. There's no traffic on Las Vegas Boulevard. At least the New Year's Eve night I was there was shut down. You couldn't go down the street. They understood the risk in spite of having bollards and everything else and all these other protective safety measures for that particular evening. And that is what is expected at this point in time. Now, they have the benefit of entering all of these casino hotels from the rear. They understand. They redirect the traffic. They make the accommodations to get in and out of the rooms. It's just, it's whether or not you're going to give it the necessary attention to do so, and whether or not you have the political will, the oomph and otherwise, to implement the safety measures. And in many cases, political processes are going to get in the way of common sense in trying to provide the remedial measures necessary. And that's kind of where we're going to stand right now. We're going to have a lot of these reports that are coming out, trying to digest it. We're going to end up trying different things, and it's going to be interesting to see how this ultimately plays out. There's no perfect plan, but if you have a plan, it has to be near perfect execution every time, and hopefully perfect execution every time, because the plan is of no value if you cannot execute on the plan. And if the plan is providing for some unrealistic things to happen and is not rooted in common sense, there are bigger issues. And you're going to continue to have challenges. And you will continue to have failures. So it's just something, you know, a couple of points that I just wanted to make this morning. I mean, there's some things that are so blatantly obvious, and we just seem to walk around them, and we're stepping on landmines day in and day out. I don't know why we feel compelled to have to comment on everything in the moment, in real time, without taking a breath and understanding how things are going to play out, and start with the blame game playing the credit game, taking credit game, which I know that this president has engaged in a number of times, and then is very sensitive to the criticism when the blame comes. Is if you're going to take the credit, you're going to take the blame as well. That's politics. But the way to clear the air, for the most part, is just not engage in it and call folks out that do. But you can't be a hypocrite. You got to stay the course all the time, right? So it's going to be interesting to see where this ultimately plays out. And we just wish everybody Godspeed, and hopefully they're able to do the right thing and they can get to the bottom of this and they can figure out exactly what happened. Because if you've ever flown into Reagan, you're going to find that it is a tricky airport to get into because of so many security measures, depending on threat levels of what's happening, what the flight path is going to be, how many times you're curving back and forth over the Potomac in order to align with the runway there, and other challenges as well, not to mention the military traffic that's in the air there, and is one of the busiest airports in the country. But again, in both cases that we just talked about, you take a breath, you let the investigation play out, you let it reveal itself, and then you take the necessary remedial measures in order to play the change agent to some extent, and to cause things hopefully to get better, right? I mean, that should be the goal for everyone, is to try and minimize the possibility of this ever happening again. All right, 504-260-1870. We will be right back after the break, and we'll visit with Ryan Young, senior economist and Competitive Enterprise Institute, about the most recent Federal Reserve action.